Welcome to the Perfect Pour special release. This is not a normal Perfect Pour episode. No. This is a special release, a one-off beer. Like, you know, everyone in the beer knows that you do like a special release at the tap room at the brewery. You don't bottle it. You don't put it out there. It's just you can only get it at the tap
room. Only get it on that one day.
This is that in a podcast, beer podcast, craft beer podcast form. Okay. I'm Mikey. And with me here is Joshua T. From another podcast that we do in the same studio called Flowing with Famous.
Yep.
Also the Fresno B, the Fresno local paper here. And well, what's going on here is the normal episode of The Perfect Pour, it got deleted by somebody. I don't know who.
Me.
Accidentally. We recorded the full episode, and I screwed it up.
It was done.
And deleted it. I thought I had put it onto the computer, and I wanted to free up space on it, and I didn't put it on the computer, and I just deleted it. So it's gone. So instead of just letting nothing go out for a full week, we try to do a one-off, a special release.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah, we'll see how this happens. Now, like, if you're a brewer, a home brewer, sometimes things, or even a regular
a master craft beer brewer. Is that
sometimes
what they call it?
Sometimes the beer doesn't come out right.
Right.
And you got to figure out something else what to do with it. Call it a different style, whatever. That's what we're doing.
I like it.
So we're just going to hang out with Josh. Okay. And next week will be a normal episode of Perfect Pour. But Josh and I are going to hang out and talk about
it
for a little bit.
I hope this works. Works out for you, buddy.
Yeah. Just like, hey, over that, bro.
It's all...
So Josh, I actually, no joke, been wanting to have Josh on the Perfect Pour just as a regular guest.
Sure.
With the brothers here. But fortunately, being... situation as it is, we can't do it normal. Yeah. So I'm just going to make Josh go now.
Okay.
And thank you for being willing to,
you're welcome.
To do this.
Yeah. Let's
talk. Right now, we usually talk about what we were drinking beforehand.
Okay.
What we were drinking beforehand, we had some from Discretion Brewing up in Santa Cruz on the coast of California, a little south of Santa Cruz. We had the Dave's... Rye IPA.
Yeah.
Uncle Dave's Rye IPA, 6%. It's award winner for Discretion.
Okay.
Discretion doesn't really... they have a couple of things bottled at their brewery, but mostly it's just, you know, growler fills and at their tap room. And they have a lot of really good stuff there. It's near Santa Andreas, which across the one from them is Santa Andreas, which is a big beer geek place, but... And we had that. It's about like 5 days old, which is not good for a growler, hey, we did it anyway.
Well,
did you? I think you liked that, right?
I did. I think this is one of my favorite beer styles, is the
Rye IPA?
The Rye IPA. It's one of
the... Do you like it better than a regular IPA?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I can't say exactly what it is that I like about it, I think Rye IPAs are definitely one of my favorites. So,
interesting. I haven't heard too many people say like, "Oh, I'd rather have a rye than just a straight up IPA." Yeah?
No, I like it. I mean, I like the Rye IPAs that I've had. I feel like have been like just full on like attack like style. And I'd like that. Like, I like that sort of...
There's a little bit more to it, rye, than your standard IPA.
Right, I like that, so...
So is that... what is your favorite style, then? Is that... I don't think that's your favorite style, is
it? No, I think I'm a person who it changes all the time, you know, because there are some times when I'm just like, I want an IPA, or I want like something that's really hoppy and like fresh, very like right. like green tasting, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Are these beer terms?
Yes,
I don't know.
You're okay. You're fine.
So there are times when I want like that's just I crave that like. Thing. Mm-hmm. But there's other times when I'm like, I want something that's dark and thick, and you know, I actually was at Russian River Brewing.
Nice.
This
just came back from Russian
just
River.
Just came back.
Didn't bring
and,
anything back for us.
But I had the Nitro Irish Stout.
Oh, okay. I've never had that.
And
their Irish Stout on
Irish
Nitro.
Stout, Nitro. And I love and I really really liked it a lot, and mm-hmm. and so you know I had a half pint of Pliny, and then this and so you know I think it depends. There's times when it's like, you know, I will swear by a porter. There are times when it's like stout is the thing, and then you know, but yeah, I really like rye. I really like the rye IPA. So
nice.
Yeah.
Is there did Russian River have a rye IPA?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't say. We didn't spend like a whole lot of time there, like going through the whole thing.
Like a beer nerd.
I didn't do the whole beer nerd thing. I saw several people that were having like the, you know, the sampler. Yeah, and I was like, man, that seems like a long afternoon. You know,
it is as much as you think. You think it is, but it really isn't.
Yeah. So maybe next time we get out there and do that. But
yeah, next time you're going Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, speaking of, right now, I opened a Pliny.
Pliny.
A special. Now, this is a few weeks old, this bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it says,
I'm guessing it's not as good as
right.
you had it at
it
the
It says right room. On here, do not do that. Uh-huh. Do not age this. It's,
yes, they're
it's
very,
right there.
Rush River is very clear and labeled. Do not do what you're doing right now.
Do not do what you're doing right now. Yeah. No, I think, I mean, it's good. It's definitely, but
I think what it is with Pliny, people maybe don't think about it enough, is like, it's a double,
mm-hmm.
and doubles aren't supposed to taste this good.
Right,
it's supposed to be tasting a lot more alcohol, and that's what makes Pliny so good. It is the quintessential double IPA.
My girlfriend doesn't like IPAs at all.
Right.
Doesn't like hoppy beers. But drank the Pliny and loved it. She was like, this is great. And what she liked about it was that it was balanced.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said anyway.
Yeah, that's a good
So, you know, a lot of beers, I think, IPAs can be really hoppy, like to the point of being overpowering. But I don't think Pliny somehow manages to not have that
mm-hmm.
in some way. I don't know how they do it. Magic, maybe?
Magic, yeah. I think they do have some magic back there. But so now, yeah, we're having this Pliny. It'll be gone soon.
Right.
So we like to do on the Perfect Pour.
Okay.
Is I like to get who's never been on we like to get their beer street.
Okay.
Like, because you're not a craft beer nerd.
No.
But you like craft beer.
I do like craft
beer. You're going to choose craft beer over. Regular
beer.
Macro beer.
There you go. Yes.
And so what did you, before you discovered craft beer, what were you drinking? Like, what was what's your go-to beer?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Craft
beer was my thing.
What?
Yeah. I think,
what was the first one you started drinking, like, on the regular?
So, let me think about this. I really kind of have to think. I never did that thing where that people did do where you drink like Coors Light or whatever for a long time, or Natty Ice whatever. I never got into that.
All right.
And I never really drank any sort of like beer. I mean, I think I probably had a Sierra Nevada and some kind of different things like that. But I think it was a Whole Foods, I think, when I really started first getting into beer, and I tried, D. Carnegie, is that a...
D. Carnegie?
Is that a...
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
I think that's what it is. I don't know.
Somebody out there listening.
Anyway, it was a porter, and it was just ridiculous. I mean, it was like the best thing that I'd ever had. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think Guinness. I think having Guinness, like you know, a couple of times, like not the, like the extra stout, you know,
right?
And really kind of getting a taste for that, I mm-hmm. think, was probably the first, you know, and going from there, but into dark beers, kind of like right off, you know,
right?
And then. By virtue of my job, actually, I started getting into craft beer, you know, because I had to. I'm with a reporter, and I was doing these like feature stories, and I did a story on brew bakers down in Visalia,
yeah,
and some other places. So I mean, it just sort of being around it, and you know, I saw the trend sort of
right.
Happening of people who were like, you know, into something that wasn't, you know, Coors Light or Bud Light or whatever it was. And slowly, I mean, yeah. And so, you know, I've sort of been on the peripheral of the scene, let's say. But yeah, I mean, Whole Foods here in town was here in Fresno was really like the first place that I really started like getting into craft beer and just sort of looking at stuff and being like, oh, well, that might be good and trying things. And I don't think I ever like really, you know, yeah, I never became a nerd about it, but I definitely was.
You're close though.
I definitely...
You're like on the fringe of it.
I'm definitely willing to try new things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And speaking of trying new things...
Okay.
Now we're going shifting, doing a major shift.
Shifting.
From Pliny the Elder to our local...
Right.
Tioga Sequoia Rush Hour Breakfast Stout. This is like the beer, like, this is the most coveted export beer in
really?
Fresno. Yes, for a beer geek that's outside of Fresno, this is like the one you sent. This is the number one bottle trade beer out of Fresno, is the Breakfast Stout. It's made with the Café Corazon.
Right. So milk.
And it's just, you smell it, it's just right. like a coffee.
I mean, it really is.
A cold coffee.
I was thinking, it does have that smell. Another thing that I enjoy is milk stout.
Mm-hmm.
Milk stout. I took a trip to St. Louis this year, recently, I mean.
Yeah.
And went to this place.
Okay, yeah.
And I had this, it was a milk stout float. It was a milk, it was a you know, a float.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like a, but with milk stout. And it was ridiculous, and I can't remember the brewery now.
Was it like a St. Louis brewery, though?
No, it was actually, I want to say it was a Colorado brewery for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But, so they had this milk stout, and it was just ridiculously good. And so, since then, I've sort of been into the milk stout, and this is on par. You know, this is great.
This is there. Yeah, it's got a lot of good buzz outside of Fresno, and they hit a home run with this one, Tioga.
Yeah.
Boy, I did.
And I'm glad that... you can obviously get it now, like in bottles and things.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it's nice labeling.
I would like to be able to, like, a six pack would be.
Oh,
you know,
you want a six pack of stouts, Rush Hour.
Nice. I would enjoy that. I think.
All right,
that's the way that I drink. No, I mean,
you're really, a six packer. You're not a bomber guy.
Well, so this is really like I enjoy a beer in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after whatever has happened in my day, I get home, I eat, I do whatever, I relax, and I'll have a beer.
Right.
And so sometimes this, you know, 22 ounces or whatever mm-hmm. it's a little much for me.
A little too much.
For a normal night.
Right,
you
right.
know, when a I have to night. Get up in the yeah. next day.
I hear you.
So a six pack would be mm-hmm. perfect.
What
and that's generally what I buy.
Yeah,
you know,
I totally get that. and support it. What I do is I have several wine stoppers in the house. And if I don't want to do the whole 22, I'll use a wine stopper.
There you go.
Plug it up. And it's usually
pretty good.
Especially first stouts.
Okay.
I don't trust it so much with pails.
Right, yeah.
But if you're talking about stouts and stuff,
well, maybe that's what I'll try. Because, yeah, that's definitely been my... and it stopped me several times from buying things because I'm like, well... I want this, but I'm not going to drink this whole thing.
Or
I need to have an event, like some sort of... Like, I will drink it if it's a thing where, like, I know it's something special and I'm going to sit down and I'll enjoy the whole thing. And I have time to do that. But just for a normal night, I'm not going to...
Well, just get your tolerance level up and just have 22.
Is that it? Is that it?
Yes.
No, I don't think that's
because that's the way it used to be for me. And now I've 122. Like instead of 116 ounce, now it's 22 ounces.
Wow.
There. So yeah.
I don't think you should be broadcasting that.
Oh wait, we're in a safe place. It's a craft beer podcast.
It's a craft beer. Okay.
This isn't falling with famous, Sean.
Thank you, craft beer, for making my alcoholism okay.
It's like Untappd, like the Untappd, which is the, you know, like the big app for beer geeks.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Twitter for beer geeks. And it's like this, you know, I'll get people that don't drink that much beer or something. Like, they're like, I don't want people knowing how much beer I drink. I'm like, but no, it's a safe place. Everybody is drinking how much beer you're drinking. So nobody's judging you. They're yeah, you checked into five different beers tonight. Good for you.
That's what, I see people who do that, and I always think, are you really drinking that many beer? Mm-hmm. Jesus, man.
Well, see, there's a thing is some people don't understand this. You just might be having a taster of something.
Right, yeah.
And that qualifies for checking in.
All right.
So outside it looks like, wow, that guy's just throwing down tonight. But really, you're just having tasters of stuff.
I understand.
See?
I understand. That's what I'm trying
to do. That's how I defend my alcoholism.
Yeah. Hey, you know. No, this is really good. I mean, I think this is probably of Tioga Sequoia's brews, my favorite. Mm-hmm. I was really waiting for them to do something like this, you know, like a dark, big, bold. But
they just came out with the barley wine now.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of barley wine either.
No.
Smoke Chaser. Which I've had it and it's a good for that style, but no. I mean I'm not a fan of the style, so it doesn't matter.
Anything over like 8%, I don't even
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with, you know, because it just makes me so sleepy. I'm just
I need the tiredness.
Yeah, it's just like I'm not going to leave that alone, you know. So, but this is right up my alley.
You haven't been to the House of Pendragon yet?
I have not.
But it's up there in Clovis.
So. I have not, no. Maybe I'll make a trip out.
Go. Tell me, and we'll go.
Okay,
we'll
go. Let's do it.
House of Pendragon.
We'll bring the recorder. We'll record a podcast.
Yeah, we got to do that. Perfect report for sure.
That could be fun.
So, well.
All right. Is there.
If there's something beer wise you've been wanting to talk about, like finally I have this avenue.
You have this avenue to talk about.
Is there. You've done a lot of traveling. You're in a punk rock. You're also in a punk rock band.
Sure.
It'll go back.
Yeah.
You've done some touring, touring.
I've been around.
Like, is there a place you can remember going outside of St. Louis, outside of Santa Rosa, where you hit up some beer? Like, I know you went to San Diego recently and weren't even bowling.
Man,
You're also a bowler as well. And you didn't hit any San Diego brews.
It made me really sad. The only place I was even around that had beer was the bowling alley. And I was not...
And I would think, like, if you're in San Diego, even the bowling alley is, like, stocked.
Yes. No, it's true. The bowling alley was stocked. The bowling alley had some good stuff.
What did they have?
Well, I mean, they had, they had Green Flash. They had, like, Ballast Point. They had, like, you know, a lot. I mean.
Standard, solid San Diego brewers.
But, you know, I'm not one of these guys who drinks while I'm not going to drink beer while
I'm bowling, man.
Right, you know, well.
League game.
Right.
League game, dude.
So I was like, I'm not really, and then we just didn't have time otherwise to go out and do it, you know. So I felt bad about it, but what are you gonna do?
Damn it. I'm wasting this time in San Diego.
But I went to this
business.
Great barbecue place. They're like, oh, this is the best barbecue place in San Diego. Great barbecue place. Mm-hmm. I went to it. They didn't even have beer there.
What?
I was so expecting, like, well, at least I'll go out to the when I go to dinner, I'll have a beer, like whatever. No, so
the hell,
yeah.
How can you have a food business in San Diego and not have some taps?
I don't know. It probably wasn't actually in San Diego. It was probably like
Encinitas or some shit.
Yeah, who knows? But it was really good. The food was good. I didn't get to have beer. You know, I don't think so, really. You know, on my tours with my various musical acts, the only place I remember even, like, anything about beer was this place in Nebraska, Chapel, Nebraska.
Oh.
It was, like, 75... It was, like...
I didn't know you guys went out to the Midwest.
We went all... We actually went... the band before I was in... Now, the band I was in just out of high school and into college, we went all the way out to, Detroit, actually, and all the way back. And we ended up, we were in Nebraska, we broke down in Nebraska, but we went to this place, and the only thing I remember is they had beer, it was 75 cents. and I don't even remember what it was. It was just a draft beer.
It was 75 cents.
And it was like, wow, okay, this is where we're at. Yeah. Where it's,
this has alcohol on it, and it's 75 cents. Thank you.
It was ridiculous. We ended up at this bowling alley. And it was like, you know, there was a bowling alley. We bowled some. They had 75 cent beers. Then they had like this dart game going on in back.
I'm getting in on that.
You would pay like, I think it was like $2 or $3 for the dart game. But it was really like they just used the money to pay the jukebox, like to put in the jukebox of the whole. I mean, it was just this really weird place. But I remember it being 75 cent beers. And I was like, wow, 75 cents. That's ridiculous.
That's punk rock.
Yeah. So there it is. But other than that, not really. When I went to St. Louis, we did a pub tour and went to a couple different places.
Nice.
We went to Schlotsky's, Schlotsky. I can't even remember the name.
I don't know, Schlotsky's, some shit like that.
Well, and it was funny because it was like they were actually having their like Oktoberfest like celebrations at the time. It was a really cool thing. They had bands out and playing and stuff, so it was really cool. But yeah, they have some. Oh man, I can't. I really feel bad for not remembering what it is because it's like it's whatever the St. Louis Brewing. You know? And it's one of those.
Well, it's like Budweiser.
Yeah, I mean, and it
is like the
so it, it's man. I the, wish I. It's one of those.
Or
the guys who started this brewing company worked for Anheuser-Busch or whatever, broke away and started this other company anyway.
Okay,
so we went there. We had some beer there. It was crazy because they had tons of people there and they were all Oktoberfest out.
Like,
so that was really cool. But they also had, it was weird, they also had like a lot of West Coast, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was
weird. I was expecting it to be very much like, because we went to two places, and the first place was the actual brewery, and then the second place was just this pub, and they had a lot of different stuff. But they had a lot of West Coast stuff. I was surprised. I was like, wow, I can't believe they have this much, West Coast beer. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, when I was in New Jersey, I go to a liquor store that had a lot of craft beer, and it was the California beer was way more than anything
we
else.
We rule. Uh-huh. Where else even has? I mean, what, Oregon?
Yeah.
Alaska? What? Who else? West Coast, right? West Coast owns it.
Oh, San Diego is now the capital.
Yeah.
And Portland used to be the capital, but now San Diego's taking that over.
All right.
So, I mean, yeah, you're not going to beat it.
Right. Where else? I mean, where else even in the United States?
Denver's got some solid ones.
Sure.
Chicago has a couple.
Okay.
North Carolina is getting a little bit.
All right.
Those are the big areas outside of the West Coast.
So not like East Coast, got nothing? They don't even care?
I mean, they do.
Right.
They do, but
It's not like
it's just they're not at the same level, I guess.
There you go.
California. But they do have it. Not saying they don't, but
California.
Yeah, you can't. San Diego is insane.
Yeah.
San Diego's insane. When you really, like, you keep, it's like layers. The craft beer scene there is in layers.
Yeah.
There's so much that you,
you can't even.
You first, you're like, oh yeah, Stone's down there. Oh yeah. Green Flash. Yeah, yeah. And then you start peeling that back, and then another level of craft beer comes up, and then another, it's just crazy.
Huh. Well, there you go. So, and we're, someday we'll have that in Central Valley here. In
yeah, we're on the upswing.
We definitely, I mean, we have Tioga Sequoia, and they seem to be doing some good
Tioga's
stuff.
Tioga's doing a great job with what they got.
I really like the fact that they're trying new things all the time. Like, they have the Citrus IPA that they're sort of
They just announced
re-releasing or something.
I mean, they announced. Like, I think you're gonna see kegs of it around town now, rather than just at the brewery,
which is really good. I mean, I really liked. I had it at the brewery. And I thought it was really good. So, I mean, I really like that they're trying new things and they're putting out new stuff all the time. And it's not just like they have, I mean, the General Sherman's great and the 99, whatever. But, you know, that they're doing new stuff. So, yeah.
Yay.
Yay, Tioga.
Yay, Tioga, Prezzo.
All right.
Well, thank you, Josh.
You're welcome.
From was Flowing that, with Famous.
Was that okay?
That was
Did
awesome.
I do okay? All right. Yay.
I knew. If folks that don't know, the podcast we do, Josh and I, Flowing with Famous, a Fresno podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh is like the easiest, like, all you got to do is like throw out, like, hey, did you see this in Fresno? And then Josh will talk about
it
for 10 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it's the best. It's the best ever. So I knew it was just, this is just.
There it is.
No problem.
No, it's great. I'm glad to do it.
Yeah. So thank you for helping us out on the special release. Back to our normal core beers next episode of Perfect Pour. But here's this is better than
nothing.
Nothing. Joshua,
that's how I live my
better
life.
Than nothing.
Better than nothing. I'm gonna get that on a shirt. All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Josh. You've been listening to a special release of the Perfect Pour. The Brothers Napolitano will be back next week. Sunburns. Should we? All right.
What?
Sunburns play music for us, Josh.
Oh, is that what they do?